Ahead of the start of the session, Speaker Strauss, a San Antonio Republican, made it clear reforming how the state funds public schools is the top of his legislative agenda. One of Strauss's ideas for reforming school finance is ending the state's Robin Hood system. That's where the state redistributes tax money from property wealthy districts to help pay for schools in property poor districts. State Representative Dan Huberty, a Kingwood Republican, is the chair of the House Public Education Committee, which heard testimony on the issue Tuesday.
With the growth in property wealth, what's happening is that, you know, the state's using more of those education dollars. It should have been used to offset people's property taxes back home, and we're using those for other purposes.
But San Antonio ISD Superintendent Pedro Martinez says simply ending the state's Robin Hood system isn't the answer.
My community is paying more in property taxes than almost any other community in the entire state. And yet, we're not raising nowhere near the revenues that Austin can raise, that Houston can raise, or Dallas, because our property wealth is so low.
Martinez says that if state lawmakers are serious about reforming Texas's school finance system, they have to be willing to adjust the funding formulas that a school district receives for each of its students and put more money into the state budget to fund public education. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.